So where
this
are we at
is
now?
The Dean Show. The Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
Going to reunite with some amazing brothers, doing some wonderful work. Haven't seen one in, wow, almost over a decade. And the other one, long time. Let's go check out the brothers.
And there they go. Here they go. Where they go. There they go. I think this one's a decade. How long has it been since we've seen each other? About a decade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then John, half a decade. So we got to get a big hug.
Group hug.
The brothers reunite.
How do you guys feel now that it's Christmas, you guys both being former Christians, correct?
That's yeah. Right.
And now with family and everything, and how do you guys, for other people who are, they accepted Islam, and now this holiday comes around, Christmas, and how do you guys deal with it, and what advice do you give for others?
Yeah, our community was talking about this morning, man.
My
community, the Romanian community, was really on fire because of this morning, and they're asking and so on, and they're sending different videos. Look, man, I believe that if you're a good son or a good daughter throughout the year, and you reach out to your parents and to your family, and you know, contribute to your family, and you're there for them, you love them, you protect them, you serve them, you show them good character, man, that Islam actually, you know, asks us to do. I think your absence for one day of the year is not going to be felt, man. If you excuse yourself and they understand, they respect your opinion, what you're doing, Allah, I don't think it's gonna make a huge difference. But if you've never showed up the whole year, and all of a sudden you find that, you know, this is the only opportunity. Mm.
It's not easy, subhanAllah.
It's not easy.
I mean, my family, they're not really Christian anymore. They don't really have a religion, but they celebrate Christmas heavily.
Yeah.
Heavily. You know, they're preparing all year for this day. So it's not easy when, you know, every year they're asking me, you know, come for Christmas, and it's not easy. And I make a point of not going on Christmas Day. You know, just, you know, because we have to keep to our principles, you know. And, you know, we've got so many other days in the year. And we can buy gifts. Like, I just took my mother a gift. It's not Christmas, but I just buy her gifts every time I see her. You know, and... But they know my stance on Christmas. I'm not shy. Because, you know, once you start doing practicing Christmas and things like that, they expect everything.
What's the issue? Is it that they were not there, or not bringing gifts, or we're not being nice, or is it just that you're not participating in a celebration of?
Yeah, they want you to just do what they do.
But now, what's the big deal? It's family, people, like you see, even some Muslims putting on the hats. This is Merry Christmas, and we're just having a good time. Well, why are you guys trying to ruin the party?
Subhanallah.
As John said, it's an issue of principle, right? This kind of argument can be used for everything that people tend to in their lives. You know what I mean? If you hold on to something, and if you look at the origins of Christmas and what it stands for and so on, you know, the Muslim has to have a limit. The Muslim has to have a limit. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And I believe that the more we try to use these you know, fallacious arguments, you know.
It's so sad. I mean, every year you're seeing more and more Muslims practicing Christmas.
Exactly. It's just
they think it's harmless, but this is against our fundamental principles of Islam.
Well, I mean, look, brother.
So what is it when you have pretty much the core is that you're saying that the Almighty, that the Creator, that He came down, committed suicide. When you get down to it, and then He pretty much died. So there's a whole theology, and this is what we're staying away from. Is this is this correct? I mean, we did something before about even...
I remember a few years ago when we came to Chicago.
But you guys have a deeper insight, because you guys, your families are Christian, coming from a Christian background. What do you want to say, Jibril?
Well, I think we have to make a distinction between, as John said, you know, his parents, they're not really Christian. Like, they're probably not really celebrating the theology of Christianity.
Yeah, they're just... Okay.
It's just the whole... celebration,
But people might say, "Well, why is it harmful? Because you know, it's not a Christian celebration anymore."
Right, exactly.
But it has its roots in the Christian celebration,
and it has its roots in pagan celebrations.
Yeah, and look at what Allah says about those who say Isa is the son of Allah.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a grave sin to accuse and claim that Allah has a son. You know,
Allah
because
says that the skies would break apart.
SubhanAllah.
You know, just because of saying that. So, again, it's not me, my opinion, or your opinion, this opinion. It's just that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established certain boundaries.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that we have to be pricks about it, and that we have to be evil to people and fight and this and that. But politely say, this is my stand, man. You know, just like everything, people have political stances, people have cultural stances, people have sports and teams and things that they like, right? They're yeah. so passionate about it, right?
Yeah.
And if someone is going to go over the line that they've established in their life, be it culturally, be it, you know, there's just their principles in life, work or so on,
yeah.
they're not going to have it, right? But when it comes to Islam, that we ourselves acknowledge, saying that this is our life,
yeah.
you know, this is what we believe in,
yeah.
we start laxing.
You know what I found? You know, people of other religions and no religions don't have the same issues. Like
right.
if when someone becomes a Christian or a Sikh or a Buddhist or atheist, the family seem to be more accepting.
That's right. mm-hmm.
But for some reason, when it comes to Islam, you know, and it reminds me of the ayah when Allah says, they will not be happy with you until you leave your religion.
It's like you don't see this kind of bullying. Yeah, it's kind of like we're bullying,
yeah,
right?
it's not you that they're unhappy with. It's Allah and His messenger.
What about people don't think like we don't when somebody Eid comes around, right?
Yeah.
This is the holiday where we commemorate Abraham, his willingness to sacrifice for God, his son, right? But we don't expect people to go ahead and start, you know, coming to Eid and celebrating with us. Or when someone does, let's say the Hindu religion comes, the Hindus who have their practices, nobody's expecting the Christians to go and do the Hindu.
Sorry, but Eddie, one point here.
Yeah.
If we break it down, you find that the Eid celebration is something that does not disagree with Christian principles.
That's another good point. It doesn't. Like any Christian that would look into Eid, the Muslim celebration, they'd actually connect more with that.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the point. It's an issue of principle.
You know, sometimes what they do, like say your friend or your non-Muslim friend or family, maybe they join you for Eid, and then they try and use that against you.
That's right.
To bribe you to come to blackmail
Christmas,
you to come to Christmas.
Well,
to
we
say
came to
we
you,
came
we,
to your celebration.
Your celebration.
It doesn't work like that. Like
you
don't have to come to our celebration. You're welcome.
If I serve you water. Okay, or juice, mango juice. We both like it. We both agree with it, right? It's good, right? But if after I've served you mango juice, if you offer me a cup of wine, it's not the same effect, is it? You know what I mean? So I'm not trying to insult anyone, and that's not. I don't think this is the point of any of the Muslims rejecting the practices of Christmas or Easter or other things. That's not the point. We're not trying to say that we're just, you know, these very extreme people who don't embrace anyone, they don't agree with everyone, it's their way or the highway. We're not saying that. That's what we're usually rationalizing things. But
so why was he going so fast?
We're trying to rationalize things. But who are watering these things down? I know people are saying it's not that, you know, times are different, times have changed, times are problematic now, it's not the same. But we find that the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ, who were all pretty much new Muslims, all of them, they were facing family problems. You can't use the argument that back in the days it was different and today we're facing new challenges. Yes, we have a lot of new challenges, but the theology of some of the Christian practices or some of the cultural practices, you could find a lot of parallels between what happened at the time of the Prophet ﷺ and Sahaba and the new Muslims then, and what's happening today. But you never find the Prophet ﷺ asking the people that, okay, this is not, you know, don't worry, just take it easy, let's do it. And you find in the visit of the Christians of Najran to the Prophet ﷺ, right? When there was that discussion, the Prophet ﷺ was not rude to them. The Prophet ﷺ didn't.
We're kind, respectful.
He asked them kindly to go and remove the whole, you know, shebang that they were wearing.
Yeah.
You know, because it was not fitting. It was not befitting. They were wearing a lot of idols. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he politely asked them that if you want to talk to me, and they had a long discussion. It was like, I think the delegation stayed there for like 7 days.
Yeah.
It was a polite discussion and a good discussion.
And they were allowed to stay in the masjid.
Exactly. But he asked them one thing. If you're here, then just respect, you know, like, because, again, going to the principle of Christianity, did Jesus actually do that? I mean, just oversimplifying. Did Jesus actually do that? Did Jesus actually wear these idols? Did Jesus actually practice Christmas? Did Jesus actually put up a Christmas tree? And you find that
you have a lot of Christians who are actually against many of these pagan rituals, because you come down, it's incorporated, brought in from many pagan religions, like the Christmas tree, right? It actually tells you in the Bible,
Old Testament talks about
it tells you not to put up tree, doesn't it? Right. So we're actually following the Bible more, aren't we? Yeah. If you think about it, and hasn't it gotten like commercialized, where you go, it's just become one big party, and people drinking, and you know, promiscuity, and all these other commercialized, big business. Yeah. Do you see a lot of that?
Definitely.
I think people need to understand that bottom line is that we're not conceited or, you know, trying to be disrespectful. Or we're just trying to rationalize things to people and be like, this is why we're not doing it. And this is why you shouldn't do it either. You know what I mean?
It's pretty much, it comes down to, if you want to do what God wants you to do, if you want to obey your Creator, the one God, this is why we're doing it. We're staying away from this to please the Creator, because this is something that when you look deep into it, you see that the association of partners with God, you know, many of these pagan rituals, and this is not disrespecting anybody or anybody's religion, but standing on principles out of love and fear for God, anybody who does the same thing, they're going to fall in line with that. What do you guys think? So this is a few Muslims having a discussion about Christmas. What other final closing advice do you give for those really that now this time of the year that can take from some former people who are also kind of doing the same thing, Christians, and now they're ones who submitted to the will of the Creator, Muslim? What do you guys got to say?
Silence packing.
And this is out of the love. This is out of the respect, not putting anybody's or faith or anything down. Because there's a lot of bullying, people trying to force things on other people, and we're just backing out just because, hey, man, this is something that we're standing on, some principles that we believe. What were you going to say, Jabril?
I was talking to someone this morning, and they're saying, like, you know, you guys kind of don't really understand because you're living in Muslim countries. And I said, no. We've been moving around the whole world and experiencing different cultures and living in different cultures. It's not about that. We do understand. And we know that it's not an easy thing. It's definitely not an easy thing. And we're not going to pretend, because I know where I've been. And I'll be very honest. Have I gone to certain Christmas dinners when I was a new Muslim? I have.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I remember when I first came to Islam, I was living in my parents' house.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
They didn't even know I was a Muslim.
SubhanAllah.
Christmas Day came. You just have to go through the day. You know, what can you do? You know, for me, the lesser of the two evils was to not let them find out that I was Muslim. You know, and otherwise I would have been made homeless at the time. It wasn't until, alhamdulillah, I managed to, you know, they found out I was a Muslim. I managed to get my own place. Then I'm in charge. You know, I can say, look, I don't celebrate Christmas. And I'm happy to come any other time. You have to stick to your principles, you know, because if you start going down the path, you know, of letting your belief go, then today it's Christmas and tomorrow it's something else. And this is what you see with the Muslims, you know. So
look at all the Muslim communities around the world. As you said, slowly, slowly, one, two, three, and then.
You kind of become just, you know, you're more concerned about pleasing the people. You become what's called a sycophant, right? And instead of pleasing the one who created you.
Exactly.
So a nice little discussion. Hopefully you guys can benefit from and take from this, from people who've also been there, done that.
I think also me and Eddie, we have some videos from a few years ago for Christmas.
What are those called? They can look it up.
I think one was, is Santa white? Was one of them.
Yeah, yeah. That's a whole different discussion.
Yeah.
And was Jesus his name, Jabir? Yeah. We just did that. Was Jesus his name?
And I've got some videos on Islamwise channel as well.
You
know, advice just how to get through it with the family. So check them out, inshallah.
Okay, guys, we'll see more of you. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.